Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fertility Diet is a non-fiction health and nutrition book by Jorge Chavarro, co-authored with Walter Willett and Patrick Skerritt. That translates research from the Nurse's Health Study into practical guidance for women trying to conceive. Its central purpose is to show how dietary patterns and lifestyle habits may support ovulation and improve fertility, especially in cases where infertility is linked to ovulatory problems. Rather than presenting fertility as a matter of supplements or isolated superfoods, the book argues for a broader pattern of eating, reducing trans fats and sugary drinks, favoring unsaturated fats, choosing plant-based proteins more often, and paying attention to whole grains, full-fat dairy, weight management, exercise, and smoking avoidance. The book is positioned at the intersection of medical research and self-help nutrition, making it especially relevant for readers who want evidence-based, actionable steps rather than anecdotal advice. It is also notable for turning epidemiological findings into a structured plan with meal ideas and recipes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Nurse's Health Study shaped the book's fertility advice. The book's authority comes from its use of large-scale observational research, especially the Nurse's Health Study, which followed thousands of women and examined how diet and lifestyle related to ovulation and conception. That research foundation matters because the book is not built around fertility folklore or single nutrient claims. Instead, it argues from patterns seen across populations. Women with better dietary quality had better reproductive outcomes, particularly when ovulation was the limiting factor. This gives the book a practical medical tone, but it also imposes a limitation that readers should understand. Observational research can show association, not absolute cause, so the book offers a strong hypothesis-based approach rather than a guaranteed treatment. The result is a nutrition plan that is evidence-informed and specific, while still honest about the fact that fertility depends on many factors beyond food. This research-first framework is what separates the book from general wellness writing. Secondly, why the book emphasizes fat quality instead of low-fat dieting. One of the book's most distinctive claims is that fat quality matters more than simply reducing fat intake. It advises readers to avoid trans fats and prefer unsaturated fats such as those from olive oil and other plant sources, while also challenging the common assumption that low-fat dairy is always better. In the book's logic, fertility is influenced by how different fats affect hormones, inflammation, and ovulatory function. This is why it supports full-fat dairy in moderation for some women trying to conceive, especially those with ovulatory infertility. The argument is not that more fat is automatically better, but that the type of fat consumed may affect the hormonal environment needed for regular ovulation. This makes the book unusual among diet books, because it rejects a simple calorie-cutting approach and instead frames fertility as a metabolic and endocrine issue. That distinction gives the advice a specific clinical purpose rather than a generic weight loss message. Thirdly, the role of carbohydrate quality in supporting ovulation. The book gives significant attention to carbohydrates, but not in a typical high-carb versus low-carb debate. Its focus is on glycemic impact and blood sugar stability, which is especially relevant for women with irregular ovulation or conditions such as polycystic ovary syndrome. It recommends whole grains and limits refined carbohydrates and sugary sodas, because rapid spikes in blood glucose can increase insulin demand and potentially worsen hormonal imbalance. This is one of the book's most practical ideas. Fertility may be affected not only by what people eat, but by how their food choices influence insulin and metabolic regulation. The advice is therefore less about deprivation and more about choosing carbohydrates that digest more slowly and support steadier energy and hormone signaling. That framing gives the book broader value for readers who are not trying to conceive immediately, since it ties reproductive health to overall metabolic health. It also explains why the book remains relevant in discussions of diet quality rather than just pregnancy planning. Fourthly, plant protein, iron sources, and nutrient density as fertility strategy. Another major theme is the shift away from heavy reliance on animal protein, especially red meat, toward more plant-based protein sources and nutrient-dense foods. The book links this change to fertility through several pathways: reduced exposure to less favorable dietary patterns, improved overall nutrient intake, and better support for ovulation. It also emphasizes iron from non-red meat sources and recommends multivitamins that include folic acid and vitamin B, reflecting the importance of micronutrient sufficiency before pregnancy. This nutrient-focused approach is important because it shows that fertility is not treated as a single symptom problem. And instead, the book presents conception as one outcome of broader reproductive health, which depends on consistent intake of key vitamins, minerals, and healthful protein sources. The advice is especially useful for readers who want concrete food choices rather than abstract nutrition theory. At the same time, it is a reminder that the book's recommendations are meant to improve the overall dietary environment for reproduction, not to function as a standalone cure. Lastly, lifestyle habits, weight balance, and practical meal planning. The book does not treat fertility as a diet-only issue. It repeatedly pairs food advice with lifestyle factors such as regular physical activity, healthy body weight, and smoking avoidance, arguing that these behaviors work together to support ovulation and conception. This is a realistic model because underweight and overweight conditions can both disrupt menstrual cycles, and exercise can help regulate weight and metabolic health. The inclusion of meal plans and recipes is also significant, because it turns research findings into an everyday routine rather than a list of abstract do's and don'ts. That practical dimension is one reason the book became influential. It acknowledges that readers need structure to make changes sustainable. It also keeps the book grounded in real-life implementation, where fertility planning must fit family life, work schedules, and personal preferences. By combining medical research, nutritional rules, and day-to-day meal guidance, the book offers a more complete behavior change framework than many books that focus only on supplements or only on general healthy eating. In conclusion, The Fertility Diet is best suited for women and couples who want an evidence-based, nutrition-centered approach to improving the chances of conception, especially when ovulation problems are part of the picture. It will be most useful to readers who want more than general wellness advice and are looking for a structured explanation of how fat quality, carbohydrate quality, protein choices, body weight, and exercise can intersect with reproductive health. The book is also valuable for readers who prefer practical guidance, since it includes meal plans and recipes that make the research easier to apply. In its category, it stands out because it is rooted in a major epidemiological study rather than in anecdotal fertility trends or broad self-help claims. That research foundation gives it credibility, while its lifestyle focus makes it more accessible than a strictly medical text. For readers willing to make dietary changes and evaluate fertility as part of overall health, it offers a clear, specific, and unusually grounded framework. If you would like to support Horshavaro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.